welcome to this Sunday morning meeting podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Paul Abel.
I'm not going to be long because this morning we're just handing over to the Holy Spirit, but He just gave me some things to share to lift the level of faith here in this morning, before we go into that. Everybody here, the Lord just wants to fill afresh this morning, as well as healings, creative miracles, whatever you need from God, He's here to meet that need this morning. Amen. That's what He wants to do. He's setting us up. We are in, the Lord has been emphasizing this to me, we are in a battle. If you've had a struggle to get here, if you've been struggling in your own mind, if you felt like any other reason than that it's just not right, that's exactly right, because we're in a battle. We are on the edge, as it were, of an enormous happening through us and in this town, and the enemy wants to throw everything he can at us at the moment to stop that from happening. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. The people of God, we're rising up. The other reason the enemy is fearful is even he can see that it's harvest time. All right, and there's nothing like harvest time, nothing like people becoming Christians to get the enemy scared. So today we're also going to praise and we're going to jump up and down on the enemy's head. All right, because that's what you're doing when you're praising God. You can literally jump up and down on his head. Let's give him a headache. All right, but it's not our strength, it's the strength of the Holy Spirit working through us that's going to be crucial in this time. And that's why the Lord wants to do this morning. Because if He didn't, we'd try and do it in our own strength and we would end up very weary or even hurt or even ill. Okay, so it's important that we just receive from God this morning. Now the first verse I just got, three verses to share with you. One is Psalm 104. I wouldn't bother looking it up today because we're not spending long in it. But Psalm 104 verse 30 says, "When you send your spirit, they are created and you renew the face of the earth." Now, it's in the context of talking about creation. But the key, do you see it? When you send your spirit, creation happens. One of the Hebrew names for God, first name used in the Bible, is Elohim. All right? And Elohim is the creator God. The God who creates. The God that loves to do new things. The God that loves to astound. Why is the universe so big? Because God loves to be big, extravagant, dynamic. Why is the universe so small? Why can scientists get smaller and smaller and smaller? Because God just loves opening up another door. All right? And they say, oh, they can't split the atom. They split the atom. We can't split inside the atom. They split inside the atom. And it gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And inside every atom, it's like a mini universe in the way everything is arranged. It's awesome. You know? And God just loves that. He loves, here's another secret. Here's another mystery for them to discover. And He does it in the gospel. He does it in the spirit as well. And this morning, it's like, here you are. Here's a key. What door are you going to unlock this morning to see what God is doing in your life? What door are you unlocking that's allowing the Holy Spirit to flow? Because our God is a creator. Amen. All right? He loves to do new things. He loves to do extravagant things. Unlock the door to your finances. Unlock the door to your healing. Unlock the door to you walking in a miracle ministry. Unlock the door to seeing your neighbors and friends getting saved. It's all there. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you send your spirit, He's sending His spirit today. They are created and you renew the face of the earth. He's sending His spirit today to renew Scarborough, to renew Yorkshire. It's not just for us, it's to go and give away. Yeah. Amen. So anything could happen. We might all end up just quiet. We might all end up jumping and dancing around. You might fall over. You might laugh, you might cry, it doesn't matter, you might not do very much at all. The important thing is receive whatever the Lord wants to give. Don't resist what the Holy Spirit is doing this morning. Hallelujah. We're just going to go with the flow. All right, fly by the seat of your Holy Spirit pants. All right, just do what He does and follow Him. Okay, the next one is Acts chapter 10. We know this one well. You see, because this Peter's talking about Jesus. Jesus' whole life was imbued, empowered, dynamicized, if there is such a word, by the Holy Spirit. Even His birth came when that Mary was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Spirit came upon her, and Jesus was conceived. Even though He was God Himself, God was involved in His very conception. And even though He was God, when He walked around as a human being, we find this is what Peter, it says, "Then Peter began to speak, I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism. That's important this morning. Because you might think you're not in such a good place as somebody else, or you're not such a good Christian as somebody else. Just stuff all that rubbish down the toilet where it belongs, all right? God does not show favoritism. He's here to pour out His Spirit because He loves everyone. And He does it by His mercy, not by your righteousness, not by how good you are. But accepts men from every nation who fear Him and do what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, telling the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached. You do know all this. You do know how amazing the ministry with Jesus was. And you know how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how He went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with Him. I'm not talking about seeing devils and demons under every bush, but when people are getting healed and creative miracles are happening, the devil does get a bruising. All right, the devil oppresses. Sometimes if people don't acknowledge Him, He likes to do it sneakily so you can't see it. Sometimes where people know He exists, He does it quite openly. He'll do whatever for Him is the most effective. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit and power, came against all of that. Whether we're talking natural sickness or spiritual sickness or whatever difficulty there is in the world, in one sense, it doesn't interest us, because we want to see His kingdom come, His rule and reign established on here. And for that to happen, we need to know that we're constantly being filled with the Holy Spirit. Because even Jesus was filled with the Spirit and power to enable Him to do that. Even His resurrection, it says, was in the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's the power that God wants to release to us this morning, that kind of Holy Spirit power and anointing. All right, He does this thing. Although we could be continually filled with the Holy Spirit, there are times when God just says, boof, have it. All right? Hallelujah. Right. Praise God. The last one is the verse we looked at last week, because that's where we finished and God spoke and said, that's what I'm going to do next week. So let's start with, finish rather with that word, but start where we mean to go on in this with that word, okay? The last and greatest day of the feast. Do you remember? It was the Feast of Tabernacles, which took 8 days. All right? Last Sunday to this Sunday, how many days is that? If you count all of them, 8 days. And on the last and great day of the feast, Jesus stood up. What do you think Jesus is doing today? As a lot of you have prepared this week by times of fasting and extra times of prayer and extra times of seeking the Lord. Remember that it was the Feast of the Tabernacles. A priest, they brought in the water and poured it out in a golden pitcher to remind them of how God supplied everything they needed in the times of the desert. This week has been a desert time in terms of what God wants to do in our lives. You know, our poverty, our thirst, our hunger is extreme compared to the richness that there is in heaven. One of the reasons God called us to fast this week was to emphasize that even though we are in the natural wealthy, even though as a church we are spirit-filled and going for it, compared to heaven, we are hungry and thirsty, because fasting always makes you thirsty, doesn't it? Always drinking more. And God wants us to be thirsty, though, for the Holy Spirit. It was a prophetic statement of what is to come on the 8th day. So, here we go. Ready? On the last and greatest day, or the 8th day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, if anyone, that's all of us, if anyone is thirsty, and I hope this morning you are thirsty for more of the Holy Spirit. You're looking at your experience in God and thinking, compared to what heaven's like, this is good, but that is just literally out of this world. That is awesome. I want more. I'm thirsty. And as we worship the Lord, as we call on the Lord this morning in praise and worship, you need to allow like a Holy Spirit desperation come on you and saying, I want the Holy Spirit. It's not a rude thing. It's what God wants you to do. Because it's not that God wants you to beg Him, but you're opening up your spirit to be filled with His. You're saying, what I am is not enough. Hallelujah. What I have now is not enough. I need more of the Holy Spirit flowing through me. So on the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood in and said in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." What a great picture of worship. "Whoever believes in me, and as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him." And as I said to you last week, in the Greek, there's this sense of coming from the fountain of heaven through the believer and fountaining out of the believer. It's not just a fill me so I'm full up. It's a fill me so I can flow.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We've had in the past 40 years moves of God that have been filling, more of the Spirit, more of the Spirit. But what happened was that there wasn't much going out. The Holy Spirit is for you and it's for everyone.
Yeah,
hallelujah. Are you ready to receive this morning? Are you going to stand up and be counted, as it were? Are you going to stand up and say, "I am thirsty for more of the Lord. I am moving on. I am holding nothing back. I am going 100% for this." In modern media, it's going 110%. That wasn't enough. Now it's 120. And I heard somebody say 200% the other day. Hallelujah. You're going to go with all your strength, with all your might, with all your soul, with all your being, with all your mind, everything you have. Lord, fill me. If Jesus could come against convention, because convention of the teacher in Jewish times was to sit and speak, but Jesus stood and cried in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and believe in me, and streams of living water will flow out of his belly,"
amen,
out of his innermost parts. You will be saturated on the inside. You will be soaked completely. You will be like an overladen sponge. You know, it can't possibly get any more Holy Spirit in it, so the sponge is just pouring out Holy Spirit everywhere. Your Holy Spirit saturated sponges. Hallelujah. Oh, we're going to be. Because we're thirsty. We're like a dry sponge at the moment. Some of us are more crusty around the edges than others. But we're we're hungry, we're thirsty for the Holy Spirit to come. So are we ready?
Yeah.
That's all the word you're getting. The rest of the morning, we're just going to follow what God does. If it's all worship, if it's all ministry, we'll just go with it. Okay? If it runs over, it runs over. If it stops short, it stops short. We're just going to go with the Holy Spirit. All right, are you ready for that?
Yes.
Okay, if things start happening that you're not sure about, don't worry. Look, he's almost up. He can't wait. If things start happening that you're not sure about, just focus on the Lord. Okay, that's the important thing. Him.
Amen.
All right, him. Just be open to everything he has for you because he wants the best. Don't focus on manifestations if there should be focus on Jesus. That's the important thing. If there's laying on of hands ministry, that's good, but don't focus on the person who prays for you. Focus on the Lord. When someone lays hands on you, it's just, there's a download coming from that fountain in heaven. Hallelujah. Coming right through you. Now he won't get up. Hallelujah. Going right through you into that person so that it can flow from them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Aha. Right, come on then. Let's stand up. Let's have our worship team leap to their feet.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.